We learned the Gemara and Yud Aleph on the base that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashan has to take place Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. L'chatchila preferably has to take place in Eretz Yehuda. There are three Gimel Arotzes. There's Yehuda Golo and Eber HaYarden. L'chatchila should take place in Eretz Yehuda. B'shechenu Shamokim. L'shichnu Shidru Shuvos HaShama. And B'di'evet it's a machlekes HaTanoim. What if you did Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibra Hashan, and any other place in Eretz Yisrael? We pask him B'di'evet it's good. And one Tanakh, Hananya is of the opinion, even B'di'evet it's no good. Yeah, so this halacha that you have to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashan in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in the end of Brachas has an exception to the rule. There's a Tosis on Yud Aleph and the base, Abraham Hashan Elab Yehuda. The Tosis quotes the first Maramokim, the Tosis says Yivam is Kuf Tezvav, the second Maramokim is Brachas Dav Samach Gimel. Mar says there in Brachas Dav Samach Gimel, Rebbe Akiva was Mekadosh Chadoshim, Rabbe Shanim Echutz Lord, because he was the undisputed Gadol Ador Lohiniach Kemosa Be'eretz Yisrael, so then you're allowed to. Similarly, in the end of the Tosis, the last 10 lines in Tosis, they quote Bishami Amrinon Behedyo Dikshen Yichalam Laberosa Be'eretz Yisrael Laberosa Bechutz Lords. How do you know when did it happen? Yirmiyahu Navi Cheskel Navi Baruch Ben Neriya Ibru Bechutz Lords, because it was just impossible to do in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. On this, the Minchas Chinuch has a comment on this. Baruch ben Neriya and Yecheskel and Yirmiyah, that was the period of the Golas Bavel, the 7 years of Golas Bavel. And the Tanoim had a machlokes regarding the Churban Bais Rishon. When the Babylonian armies took over Eretz Yisrael, did the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael disappear or not? We passing the Kedusha did disappear. We say Kedusha Rishayna, Avraham Avinu acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kum Hisalach Ba'aretz La'orka L'rochba Kilcho Etinenu. We assume that it wasn't just a promise that was going to be fulfilled in the distant future. Kiluchat tenenu means you'll be kind of right now. That's the Gemara Baba Basa Daf Kuf, that constituted a kinyan chazok, and Avraham Avinu was kind of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara's lashon is Eretz Yisrael mechzakas him yavaseni memeis Avraham Avinu. We acquired ownership from the days of Avraham Avinu, and it's a machlok zatanayim whether that kinyan chazok to walk around the borders, does that apply even as manazet? We paskin not. We paskin. That was a hirasha once in the history of the world that constituted the kinyan chazok of Bizmanas and not. But at that time, that was the kinyan chazok. That was the kinyan. But Eretz Yisrael didn't have kedusha till kedusha bishayna. Kedusha bishayna was made by Yeshua ben Nun. He needed Shevishakovshu. Shevishakovshu says in Yeshua that it took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Gemara says in the end of Erechen there was Shevishachilku. That's not in Tanakh. That's an oral tradition. Took 7 years till they divided Eretz Yisrael. Chalukah l'shvatim, chalukah l'mishpachas, then chalukah l'yichidim. When they finished the chalukah, the complete chalukah, that was considered the gemara of the kibush. And the kibush was the mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. You had to have a gemara of the kibush. So the first year, we said many times, the first year that the Omafis Shumas Amaisis was year number 15. And the first Shemitah was year number 21. And the first Yovel was year number 64. Because the first 14 years, Eretz Yisrael didn't have any Kedushim. But that's called Kedusha Rishayna. Tosis in Yevamos, on the Afpei Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel we don't know what Rabbeinu Chananel meant over here. He says, Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Avraham Avinu, and Kedusha Shniya was in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. So Tosis says everything is kakai. In the days of Avraham Avinu, there was a Kenyan, there was no Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael didn't get Kedusha until Kedusha Rishayna. Kedusha Rishayna is like the day Yeshua Ben Nun. He made the Kibbush V'chiluk. After Yud Dalet Shana, the 15th year, the first year that Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha. And then, at the Churban Bais Rishon, when the Babylonian armies took over Eretz Yisrael, there were no Tanoim then. Tanoim were historically later, but there was a big machlokes how he's supposed to view the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael by the Babylonian armies. So the accepted opinion is that the Kedusha Rishon was Batla. And the Rambam explains in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Vav and Beis HaBchira, that the Kedusha Rishayna was created through Kibush, so it rested on the Kibush. So once the Kibush was undone, because the Babylonian armies conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, so the Jewish ownership, the Kedusha that rested on the Kibush was undone. The ownership was not undone. The ownership should have also been undone based on a different rule, based on the principle of Kibush Mochama. Gemara in Gitna, Menches, learns that from Psukim. Whenever one country wages war against another country, so whether Beheta or Beisa, whether it had a right to wage war or not, the country that wins the war acquires ownership of all of the televisions and all the automobiles and the karka, the real estate, and the people. They take them as avadim, yukoina, everything. Kibbush Mocham is an international kinyan. Whether the Jews fight against the Goyim, or the Goyim win against the Jews, or the Goyim win against the Goyim. The Gemara couldn't visualize the Jews fighting against the Jews. They just have three cases. The Jews win against the Goyim win against the Jews, or the Goyim beat up another nation, the Goyim. So there's a principle of Kibbush Mochama. So based on the international klal, Kibbush Mochama, we should have lost our ownership of Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. So that's what Rabbi Zalman Taka held like that. Rabbi Zalman interprets, I must have mentioned it more than once, that once when Rabbi Gurin was the chief chaplain in the army after the Sinai campaign, so he spoke in the yeshiva at that time, that's before he became the chief rabbi, he was chief chaplain in the army. So he gave a shiur to Rabbi Soloveitchik's students. Rabbi Soloveitchik disagreed with him in the middle of the shiur. Then the next day when he wasn't there, he said again that he doesn't agree with what he said. He was assuming, like Rabbi Zalman and Eben Ha'azov, that during the 7 years of Golus Bavel, the Jewish people lost their ownership over Eretz Yisrael. And when they came back after the 7 years, and they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time around, that's called Kedusha Shniya. So the Rambam says the Kedusha Shniya was accomplished like De Chazaka. What does it mean, Chazaka? Rabbi Zalman understood, Kinya Chazaka, just like you acquire ownership of Karka, Karka des Niknes Bekesef, or Bishtar, or Bechazaka, Mishnah Bova Basra, so this was the Kinya Chazaka. Rav Soloveitchik was very touchy about that. He says, absolutely wrong. The Chazon Ish writes also, absolutely wrong. The Jewish people never lost their ownership of Eretz Yisrael. When it was given to Avraham Avinu, it was given with a shvua, with a bris. And the Rebbe Shalom repeated the bris to Yitzchak and to Yankov, the bris over giving Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. A bris means a shvua, and a shvua means al kol panim. That's the Ramban has a chumash in a few places. A krisis bris means al kodesh bocha makes a shvua. A shvua means no strings attached, absolutely belongs to the Jewish people. Even if it'll be conquered by an enemy, by some other nation, we won't lose our ownership. That's what Absalom used to repeat. We don't have to have a hakoras atev to the British for giving us back Eretz Yisrael. The British never owned it in the first place. It belonged to the Jewish people all along. We never lost our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean, Chazoka? The Rambam says the Kedusha Shniya was accomplished like De Chazoka. So that's a question, Sir Rav Soloveitchik thought, but it means the Jews moved into Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean Kinya Chazoka. Avraham Avinu acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sod kum misalach baros l'or kol erach bak l'choy tenenu. So the Gemara says, Abasra daf kuftetz, but the sugya is that constituted a Kinya Chazoka. Either that's still a Kinya Chazoka b'zman hazeh, if I want to sell you a kerem, and I tell you walk around the borders and you'll acquire ownership, so Reb Lezer holds that constitutes a kinyan even as man as that. And we don't pass like Reb Lezer was a kinyan just as the Hayru Ashur in the days of Avraham Avinu. So in the days of Avraham Avinu there was no kedusha sor. It's a kedusha bish. It was a kinyan, and the kinyan was with the shvua, with the bris. We never lost our ownership. And then the kedusha bishayne was Yeshua ben Nun. And then there was in the days of the Tanaim who lived way later. The Tanaim lived at the end of the Baisheni period, after the Churban Baisheni. So there was an opinion, the Kedusha Bishayne Kidsha Lossilo, but that opinion was not accepted. We paskan la'aloch that during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, we didn't lose our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik thought, not like Rabbi Yisrael, didn't lose our ownership, but Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha because the Kedusha rested on the Kibush. And once the Kibush was undone, the Kedusha was undone.
After Bayit Sheni, what does Rabbi Yisrael say happened when they lost ownership again?
I don't know what he says, but whatever he said, Chazon Ish didn't agree.
From then until the Medina, there would be no ownership of Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know what he says. I don't know. Chazon Ish didn't agree, and Rav Soloveitchik didn't agree. Yeah.
Why do we say Avram has a level of Kedusha? Well, Avram's Eretz Yisrael has its own.
The Gemara says, Mekadosh, that's what Rabbeinu Hananel says. Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Avraham Avinu. Tosfos says they don't know what he's talking about. They don't know what that Rabbeinu Hananel means.
We're saying that Avram's
Eretz
Yisrael didn't have level of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael?
No. Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the whole world, so Hayotzim and HaKadosh is Kadosh. Everything in the world is Kadosh, in a certain sense. I remember Rav Soloveitchik, 1 year, the doctor told me he has to take it easy. After we had a surgery on his cancer, the doctor told me he has to take it easy. So that year he took it easy, so he learned Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Hilchas Tefillin, Hilchas Tzitz, and Mishnayis Chalav, four prokim and chalav. And he said this is the first time in his life he ever made a siyum on anything, four prokim and Mishnayis Chalav. So he threw a party, and he bought soda, and his wife baked cakes, And he threw the party. First time in his life he ever made a siyum. So he was by the siyum, he said divrei Torah. So he said, why does the Gemara talk about Shal Rosh has more kedusha than Shal Yad, and Tefillin has more kedusha than Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah has more kedusha than the Tefillin? Different madrigas of kedusha and Esel. Esel kedusha is saying 10 levels of kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael and Ayaros HaMakof is Chaim and Yerushalayim and Harabais. Why don't you just say there's Kodesh and there's Chol? Well, you have to have so many different madrigas. It says, because everything in the world is Kodesh. The Baruch Shalom is holy. Anything that creates is Kodesh. The lowest level of Kodesh, we call it Chol. But it's really, everything is Kodesh. The different levels of Kedusha. So true, when the Rebbe Shalom created the world, there were special properties. There are certain areas in the world where you can grow grapes. Other areas, you can grow oranges. Other places, you can't grow grapes, can't grow oranges. Certain areas are good for people with heart conditions. Certain areas in the world are good for people who have asthma. There are different chunas in different places. Eretz Yisrael is a country with a lot of kedusha. That's from Sheshes and Mebrashes. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, endowed with kedusha. But that's not the kedusha. And Terach Abraham was attracted to come to Eretz Yisrael because he understood that there's some ruchnias over there. There's a special kedusha. They all knew that the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara says. The Mabul was all over the world except for Eretz Yisrael. Based on gravity, the water should have spread equally all over the whole globe. Why didn't it affect Eretz Yisrael? So obviously, there were no walls separating between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the globe. Eretz Yisrael was a special place, and they all realized that. But that's a different kind of Kedusha. The Kedusha with respect to the Chiyuv Mitzvahs, that had to be man-made Kedusha. So that was created by Yeshua ben Nun, when he conquered, when the Jewish army conquered Eretz Yisrael, Sheva Shekov, Sheva Shechil, because the Chalukah was the Gemara of the Kibush, not a separate thing. The Chalukah was the Gemara of the Kibush, and the Kibush was Mekadosh. So the Rambam explains, why have we accepted the opinion that Kedusha Rishayna was Batla? The Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished by Yeshua ben Nun's armies was not everlasting, because the Babylonian armies undid the Kibush. The Mekadosh was the Kibush, and that's what the Kedusha rested on the Kibush. So once the Kibush was undone, so the Kedusha was undone. Then after the Churban Bayis Sheni, then there's also a machlokes hatanoim. Should we say Kedusha Shniya Batla or not? So there's a Rashi later in the third parak in Sanhedrin, the Beis Halevi points out, others point out the Rashi in the third parak. Rashi sounds perhaps as if he's paskening la'alocha that the Kedusha Shniya was Batla. There's a Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch written by one of the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Baruch, author of the Sefer HaTruma. Tosfos quotes the Sefer HaTruma. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Baruch. Sometimes they quote his name. Sometimes they quote his Sefer. It's like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Most of it is elementary. And every other page, he has something new. He's a Bala Tosfos, and he throws in something Mechudishdik. So the Bala HaTruma is of the opinion that two different from the Sefer HaTrumos and the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma is a little Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by one of the Bala Tosfos. Talmud of Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Baruch. Sefer HaTrumos is a Sefer by a Talmud of the Ramban. He's from the Chachmei Svarad, and chunks of Chosh Mishpat are just based on the Sefer HaTrumos. All the Shtoris and all the Harshoyas and all the boring parts of Chosh Mishpat, it's all based on the Sefer HaTrumos. And then the Geduli Truma is a commentary on the Sefer HaTrumos. The Shach quotes on every page the Geduli Truma, that commentary. So the Sefer HaTruma writes explicitly like that, that Kedusha Shniya was Batla. He passed Kedusha Shniya Batla. Just like Kedusha Rishayna, the Eretz Yisrael is Batla, so Kedusha Shniya was also Batla. Rav HaRishayna hold not so. We assume la'alocha that Kedusha Shniya was Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asi Lava. Eretz Yisrael still retains the Kedusha that it had, Bizman Bayis Sheni. And the two exceptions to the rule are the Sefer HaTruma and possibly that Rashi in the third parak in Sanhedrin. Why should it be a difference between Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniya? So the Rambam explains logically why. Says Kedusha Rishayna was accomplished by the Kibush, so it rested on Kibush. So when the Kibush was undone, when the Babylonian armies took over all of Eretz Yisrael, they undid the Kibush, so the whole Kedusha vanished into thin air. Kedusha Shniya never rested on Kibush in the first place. Kedusha Shniya was, there wasn't any Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Kibush till the days of the Chashmonaim. That was deep into the Bayis Sheni. That's a question, how long did the Bayis Sheni last? So according to the Gemara's tradition, Bayis Sheni lasted 420 years. Bayis Rishon says in Tarach, lasted 410 years, and the Bayis Sheni, according to the Gemara, lasted 420 years. The history books say it was 150 years longer than that, way longer. And the Chashmonaim, the Nes Chanukah with the Chashmonaim, that was 203 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So not until then was there any kibush. There was no Jewish control of any government. The government was run by Malchi Paras and Madai. Achashverosh was the king. Artaxasta was the son of Achashverosh. He's in the beginning of Nehemiah. It was run by Goyish kings until the end of the period of Bayis Sheni.
Couldn't we lose our chazaka though? Wasn't the whole point? Wasn't the second kedusha chal on this chazaka? As then, from Akol's point, have a chazaka. What the Rav said, we just moved in, and Rishur said that Rishur Zalman said that we just like that. It was us really getting ownership again. But it's also chal. It's also chal on this chazaka. So wouldn't there be another chazaka of the people who moved in after us? When this current galus before the Medina, before the mass movement back there to Eretz Yisrael,
right.
Most of the land had other people on it.
Right.
So wouldn't they get this chazaka?
Who the goyim should get?
Yeah.
What do you mean the chazaka?
If the kedusha shniyah was based on a chazaka of us being there,
right?
When we left, shouldn't we lose this chazaka?
So most of the rishon and paskin that not that the kedusha shniyah only if the kedusha rests on kibush. Then if there's a kibush that undoes it, so then you lose the kedusha. Kedusha shniyah wasn't based on that. I don't know. That's a very good question. Why should it make a difference? It's a very good question. Maybe you should reinterpret Chazok. Maybe Chazok does mean the fact that Jews are living there. Maybe it means something else. It's unclear what the Rama means. Rabbi Zalman thought that the word Chazok means Kinya Chazok. And Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that it cannot be.
Is that only between nations or a civil war also? Because otherwise, that's why by Jews they don't talk about it. In other words,
the
Civil War, maybe that
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. So again, so Tosis at the end of this long Tosis Yud Aleph and Beis, Tosis called Yerushalmi. That just like the Babli says in the very end of Brochus, that's next to the list of Brochus, Samach Gimel, the Mesichta ends on Samach Dalet, that Rebbe Akiva was permitted to be Machadish Chadosh Ma'abashani B'chutz Lorz. Because Lahiniyach Kamoisa, Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you have an exception to the rule. So too, if it's impossible, it's just the conditions are such that you just can't be Mekadosh and Ma'abed Ushanim in Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to do it in Chutz Lorz. So they give the example from Baruch Ben Neriya and Yirmiyahu Hanavi and Yecheskel. So the Menchas Chinuch is bothered with Akasha. That was during the 70 years of Golas Babel. There was no Eretz Yisrael to speak of. So what do you mean? If there's no Eretz Yisrael, so of course you can be Mekadosh Chadosh Mechus. If there's a place Eretz Yisrael, then you can say maybe it's Ma'akev B'Yevad. You have to be Mekadosh in Eretz Yisrael, but there is no Eretz Yisrael to speak of. There was no Kedushas Haaretz. So what is the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi that because it was impossible, if there's no Kedushas Haaretz, so there's no Eretz Yisrael? As Rav Soloveitchik commented on this, on the Menchas Chinuch's Kasha on the Yerushalmi, he said we discussed earlier in the first parak. Smicha is another din. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So we mentioned the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Mechoros on the Daf Chav Tes, when the Mishnah mentions one word about Smicha. The Rambam should have written it in Sanhedrin where the Mesichta is talking about Smicha. I know why he only wrote there in Mechoros on Daf Chav Tes. The Mishnah mentions Rav Tarfon had Smicha and he made a mistake and he paskened that a behemoth strafe and they fed it to the dogs and then he realized that he made a mistake. So he said he has smicha, he doesn't have to pay for the mistake that he made. So the Rambam writes there, smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. And he's implicitly posing a question, why? It's not an agricultural mitzvah. It's a Sias Ba'aretz, Shemitah V'yoyva Leket Shikra Peyot Shumas and Maises only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But smicha has nothing to do with agriculture. So why should it only apply in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, because smicha is a dovah shel tzibur. The Klal Yisrael is giving the smicha. It's not that a private Talmid Chacham is giving the smicha. So therefore the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin when he's saying he can't give smicha in Eretz Yisrael, so he says any area that had Kedusha Rishayna, even though when they came back in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says, Habi Kerach Mekov Shalei Mitzrayim Lo Kov Shalei Bavel. There were a lot of areas where they left it out on purpose, intentionally. They weren't Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael the second time around because they knew Shemitah was going to be a major problem. So even those areas which didn't have Kedusha Shniyah, so the Rambam says you can give Smicha there. So the question of why, but you can only give Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is, you can only, Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz are a function of Kedusha Sa'aretz. that part of Eretz that has Kedusha, that's why Yechayv in the mitzvah of Tlis Baretz. If Habri Krachm Kovsho Le Mitzayim La Kovsho Le Bovel, if there were areas where they decided, they made a political decision not to be Mekadosh the second time around, because they had to do Avoda Bishnas HaShmita. So they left that areas not to be Mekadosh them. So those areas won't be Chayv in the Mitzvah of Tlis Baretz, but it's still part of Eretz Yisrael. Whatever once had Kedusha Rishayna, the Rambam said, that's called Eretz Yisrael when it gets to Smicha B'chutz Lawrence. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the same thing when it gets to Kiddush HaChodesh B'chutz Lawrence. Even though during the 7 years of Golos Bavel, the Menachas Chinuch is right, that there was no Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael at that time. But still, all of Eretz Yisrael had a Kedusha Rishayna. So whatever once had Kedusha Rishayna is considered Eretz Yisrael when it gets to this din. This halacha is also why aim a kachanas hachodesh b'chutz lorets. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. We already discussed it. The Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs of Kufnu and Gimel, that you cannot be mekadosh hachodesh and me'abba shana b'chutz. The Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah, kiddush hachodesh and ibra shana. And the Ramban says he thinks that the Bahag is more correct, that they should be counted as two mitzvahs. Kiddush hachodesh is one mitzvah, ibra shana is another mitzvah. The Rambam puts everything together, kviyas haluach, one big mitzvah, kviyas haluach. That includes both Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. So the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Sesu Kufna and Gimel, the same of what he writes in the Pirush HaMishnah Yisim Chorez. That's what we mentioned, Avnei Nezer and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. The first two tshuvas in the second Chelek Arachayim and the Avnei Nezer points out that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah Yisim Chorez, Choftes, says the same as the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sesu Kufna and Gimel. That just like Smicha B'chutz Lord cannot be done because Smicha is a function of the Tzibur, so he says, so too, Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Hashanah is a function of the Tzibur. Klal Yisrael does Kiddush HaChodesh. The Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael. It's not Bezdin B'Torah's Bezdin. It's Bezdin B'Torah's Congress representing Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Rishalmi says. Even during the Bavel and Baruch Ben Neriah, Novi, Yirmiyah Novi, had to be Mekadosh Chodoshim, do it in Chloretz. Even though there was no Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael still should be the, you should still go to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't possible, so they were able to do in Chutz Lorz. So the Minchas Chinuch asked, but there was no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So they said, it doesn't depend on Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael. Whatever once had a Kedusha Rishayna is considered Eretz Yisrael, but again to this din, that's the Ikat Siruf of Klal Yisrael, only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
Has the Rambam learned the words that says you should be Mekadosh the Shana of Yehuda?
Mechatchila should be in Yehuda. Yeah, b'shchein Hashemah. He quotes that also. But b'di'evit we paskan against Chananya. B'di'evit it's good anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And in rare cases, we even allow it lechatchila in Chutz Lorz. Lo hinech kemosa b'Eretz Yisrael. Or if it's just impossible, the Rishalmi. During the 7 years of Golos Babel, it was impossible. All the Rabbanim who were going to be kaveh the Luach, they all lived in Chutz Lorz. It wasn't reasonable to tell them they have to go to Eretz Yisrael to be Mekadosh Chodoshim. Yeah, when we learned earlier on the first parak, we discussed what is the mocker of that Rambam, that you can confer smicha in the areas that only had Kedusha Rishon, even though they never had Kedusha Shniyah. So the Kesem Mishnah said the mocker is the Gemara. The Gemara says about Ayoris Ha'omdes al Agvubin, and Afhei Amad Aleph. Ayoris Ha'omdes, if you remember, Ayoris Ha'omdes al Agvubin was a very difficult mocker. The Gemara says there, if you have Netilus Rishus, and the Dayan made a mistake, so Tov Lo Yishamu. So Tilis Mishus from the Nasi, from the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, helps only if Eretz Yisrael doesn't help for Bavel. But the Tilis Mishus from the Reish Galusa, he's more powerful. Reish Galusa is like a melech, so he has more power than in Hefker Bez and Hefker area. The Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael were bigger Talmid Chachamim. But the Reish Galusa and Bavel had the status of a melech. That's how the Rosh Galus Shabbat Bavel, Mamaka Melech Eim Omdim. That's the Loshan Rambam based on the Gemara. They had the status of Melech. So Dina the Malchusa is the Iker Din. Hefker Bez Nehefker has been whenever the government isn't taking care of things, then Hefker Bez Nehefker should act as the government. But the government, the Dina the Malchusa Dina, has more power than Hefker Bez. So the Gemara says if the Reish Galusa gave authorization to someone, Tola Yishamu, either to a doctor, Tolo Yisham is both by doctors and by Rabbanim. If they made a mistake in Pesach, made a mistake in surgery, and they harmed the patient. So the Reish Galusa gave Rishus Tolo Yishalmo, that Rishus is binding in Eretz Yisrael, but if the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael gave Netilus Rishus based on Hefke, that only works in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't work in Chutz Lorz. So the Gemara asks, so when Rabbi Bar Chana left Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Yochanan gave him the Tilas Rishus, the Nasi Shabbat Yisrael gave him Tilas Rishus, but he was going to Bavel, so what good is the Tilas Rishus going to do? It doesn't help in Chutz Lord. Gemara says, it helps for the Yoris Ham the Salagvul. That was the Gemara, that was the context of the Gemara Daf Yemenam. So somehow or another, I guess Mishnah said that the Rambam somehow understood from that Gemara, even though you can't confer smicha b'chutz lords, but you can confer smicha in the Ayaris Hamdos al Gvulim, which means the cities that had Kedusha Rishonah didn't have Kedusha Shniyah. So we didn't see, when we learned the Gemara Daf, we didn't see exactly how that fit into the Loshna Gemara. Maybe it had a different girsa, but we don't see how it can read into our Gemara. Where we have the Gemara, it's not talking about smicha at all. It's talking about Netilas Rishus that told Lo Yishalma by the doctors and by the Rabbanim to encourage the top people to stay in the field. So Tola Yishalma is a Hefke Bezen. So Hefke Bezen only works in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't work to Bovil. To Bovil you have to have Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa, but it helps for the Ayaris Amdas HaLeglon. What does it got to do with Smicha and the locations of HaKadusha Vishayna without Kadusha Shniya? But that's what the Rambam writes, and that's what it says. So you see from this Yerushalmi like that. The last line, the last 10 lines in the Taisus on Yud Aleph Beis. See, if in Yishalmi, during the 7 years of Golus Babel, even though there was no Kedusha Sa'aretz, but they really should have still done Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why they were allowed to do Babel, B'chutz Lord, because it was just impossible. En Yecholim Lab of Eretz Yisrael, then Ma'abrim B'chutz Lord. Yeah.
What would be the status of land that was conquered by Ole Mitzrayim, not conquered by Ole Babel, but then conquered by us in the Milchemes HaShechror?
The Pashtus is, where did this come from? That the Kedusha Rishayna had to be based on Kibush, and the Kibush had to be Agmar Kibush, but the Chaluk, and the Kedusha Shniya was easier. So they quote Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, who said it's based on a drasha that Yerushalmi has in Trumas, that says, "When HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, v'hitivcha v'hirbucha mi'avasecha, we'll have it better off than our ancestors had. In what way will it be better off? So Yerushalmi says, "Avasechem lo nischayvu b'trumas ha'maisus alach yud dalet shana. Your ancestors in the time of the days of Yishuv ben Nun had to do kibush v'chilu. But them, when you came back after Golus Bavel, miyachin nechnastem nischayavtem right away." It was easier. So the Pashtus is, whatever location had a Kedusha Rishayna, so you can reawaken the Kedusha Rishayna was sleeping for 70 years, over 2,000 years, so it can be renewed when the Jews move back in that area. They can, even if there is no Jewish government, when the Jews move back, so they can renew the Kedusha over there. But who is the Mekadosh? Who is the Balabot? So that's what the Kes Mishnah discusses in Perek Aleph, the very beginning of Hilchas Trumas. The Kibush Mocham in the days of Yishuv ben Nun was done under the auspices of Yishuv ben Nun. He was the chief rabbi of the Jewish people. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. And the beginning of the Bai Sheni, what do you mean, Chazakah? The Jews just moved back and that was it? So the Kes Mishnah says also, it means that the Sanhedrin decided they want to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael and they had the people move in there. You have to have the Sanhedrin decide. Today in the Mochemet Sheshet Tayamim, Mochemet HaShechrur, we don't have any Sanhedrin, so that's a question. If we're gonna repopulate the areas and we're gonna have Kavanah to be Mekadoshit, are we the Balabatim? Do we have the right to have Kavanah? Do you have to have a rabbinic body that has authority, that has the right? That's a question. But you see, this Rab Chaim quoted this Yerushalmi in order to explain the Gemara in Gittin in the first parak. Gemara has in Gittin the Avches and other Mesichtas. It's a topic that pops up quite a few times. Whether Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush Olav, Shmei Kibush. When David HaMelech conquered Syria, he conquered it to keep it as for his family, a private Kibush. He didn't plan to divide it amongst all of B'nai Yisrael. So the Gemara calls that Kibush Yochid as opposed to Kibush Rab. So the Gemara has Machlokes whether Syria has Kedusha Sa'aretz or not. Depends whether Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush Olav, Shmei Kibush. So Rab Chaim was bothered with the Kasha, the Tanoima arguing where the Kibush Yochid in the days of David HaMelech is a Shmei Kibush, and we pass a lot of Shmei Kibush, and Surya is only Midi Rabbana. So our prime asked, that's ancient history. What was in the days of David HaMelech is ancient history. Whatever was, it's no longer relevant, because the whole Kedusha B'Shoina was Batla. At the time of Churban Bais Rishon, the Babylonian armies took over the whole country. So the Jewish people moved back in the beginning of Bais Sheni period, Whatever they wanted to endow with Kedusha, they endowed. So the question is, in Syria, did the Jews move into Syria or not? If the Jews moved in, did the Bezna at that time, why did they make out of Syria or not? So what is the Gemara hacking? What was in the days of David HaMelech? It was a Kibush Yachid, was a Shmei Kibush Lakshan. Whatever it was in ancient history. It's irrelevant now. Today the question is, did the Jews move back in the beginning of the Baisheni period? Did the Jews move back into Syria or not? And question number two, Imtim Salem, whether the Jews did move back and there was Chazaka, what the Ram calls it, did the Bezdin want to be Mekar Suri? They didn't want to be Mekar Suri. So what is it? What's the relevance? What's the significance? Whether Kibush Yochish may Kibush or not, the whole thing should be irrelevant. So Rav Chaim explained, no, whatever area the Yerushalmi says, any area that once had a Kedusha Deraisa, Aide Kibush, can have a Kedusha Shni Aide Chazaka. If there never was a Mekadosh Deraisa, historically, there never was a Kedusha Rishayna Deraisa Aide Kibush, then you can't renew the Kedusha, you can reawaken a dormant Kedusha that was sleeping for 2,000 years. But if Surya never had a Kedusha Deraisa in the first place, so then you have to have a kibush and a chaluke under the auspices of a bezin to be mekadosh et mechadosh. That's what Rav Chaim said. That's the pshat in the sugya. The Gemara is assuming that the Jews did move back into Syria and the bezin did want to be mekadosh Syria. And that wasn't the same as the Beit Shan area that the Gemara says they left out on purpose. They made their minds up. They decided to leave out certain sections in the Beit Shan area, not to be Mekadosh them, so they should be able to do work in Shnas HaShemitah there. Shouldn't be subject, not all of Eretz should be subject to the laws of Shemitah. So Rav Chaim says the assumption of the Gemara is when they moved back in the beginning of Baishan, they did move back to Syria. And the Bezin did want to be Mekadosh Syria. The question was, do they have the ability to be Mekadosh just with Chazaka? Because the first years until the Hashmonaim, there was no Kibush. So there never was a Kibush over there. So if Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, if it once had a Kedusha Deraisa in the days of David HaMelech, then you can reawaken the Kedusha by moving in. But if Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush and never had a Kedusha Deraisa, Ide Kibush, then you can't start a Kedusha Shnia just with Chazaka. You have to start off with a Kedusha Deraisa, Ide Kibush, then reawaken it like Ide Chazaka. Can't start with a Kibush. That's the question. When they, in Mechemesh Eisha Taimim, they took over areas. Well, let's say now they took over, all the areas they took over. All of those areas had to have had at one time a Kedusha Deraisa Ide Kibush. And then if the Jews move in with the approval of the Bezna Gadol and they want to be Mekadoshit, then you can be Mekadoshit. We don't have a Bezna Gadol. We don't have a Bezna Gadol. That's the Shaima. Fine. So that's this fascinating Yerushalmi, the last 10 lines in the Tosis on Yud Aleph on the base, Baruch ben Neriya and Yirmi on Yecheskel, because it was just impossible, physically impossible, to be Ma'aber Beretz Yisrael, so they were allowed to be Ma'aber and Chutz Lorenz. Was more Havaita, Tanar Abonim, the last line on Yud Aleph on the base, Tanar Abonim, Em Armas Hashanah Mishnei Re'ovein, if there's a year of famine, it doesn't make sense to bake Iber Hashanah. Why? The Rashi explains, because the Heter Chadosh comes when it comes the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Zman Shei Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they offered the Minchas HaOmer. Zman Shei Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Itzuma Shel Yom, is matter, just the day itself. The pasuk says, "Velecha deKol VeKarmel, the new Tvuah Chadosha that was planted, the Chameshes Minei Dogan that were planted after last Chol HaMoed Pesach." So if it's bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, is that adetzem ayam hazeh? Yitzum shel yom. When it comes yom tezayin nissen, then you're allowed to eat chodesh. And bizman she beis hamikdash kaim, ad haviyachem hazeh matnufa. Till he actually a makriv the minchas ha'omer on the mizbech, achitzen. They brought the minchas ha'omer. So if it's Shnas Re'ovein, there's hardly anything to eat. Everybody's starving. Nothing grew that year. Then you're going to postpone Pesach another month. And people are going to have to fast on Esim. They hardly have anything to eat. You're going to be Marich. There's Man Avisa Chodosh, another month. It's difficult enough as it is to wait till the Heter Chodosh and to Zionist. So that doesn't make sense. To make a Barshana, Shnas Re'ovein doesn't make sense. Similarly, the Gemara has later, Em Abmas Hashanah B'Shvius. In Shnas HaShmita, it's hard enough to observe 12 months of Shmita. You can make 13 months of Shnas HaShmita. It's making life very difficult. So that doesn't make sense. You're not Ma'abed Hashanah in Shnas HaShmita. Then it's the Vilob Matzoi Shviyas. Why not? All this at Tosefta. Vilob Matzoi Shviyas, how come? So Rashi explains, because in Shmita, hardly anything grows. Whatever's going to grow by itself is going to grow. So there isn't so much food to eat. So you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait till you'll be able to bring the Minchas Omer. So if you're going to make Matzoi Shviyas, the year after this year is a Matzoi Shviyas, the year after Shmita. You're going to make this year a Shana Mu'beres, which it is. This year is a Shana Mu'beres. Then you're going to make life more difficult for the people. Those who live in Eretz will have to wait an extra month. In Chutz Lo'atz, all over the world, there's plenty of food to eat. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's hardly any food because nobody planted anything in Shnas HaShmita. So hardly anything grew. Or you have leftover from the sixth year. So you have to wait an extra month for Heter Chodosh. Going to make life very difficult. Asher Beis Rabbi Gamliel, when he was the chief rabbi, his opinion was, Ma'abri Matzoi Shviyas, nothing wrong. We can do it this year. What's the issue with Plukta? What's the machlokes? Whether there's anything wrong with making the year following Shmita Matzoi Shviyas? Is there anything wrong with making that year into a Shana Mu'beres to be Marech the Iser Chodosh? So the Gemara explains what the issue is. All over the world, there's plenty of food to eat. So what's the difficulty? So you'll import some grain into Eretz Yisrael. They have no grain to make bread, a cake, or cookies. What are the people going to starve? So they'll let him import grain from Chutz Lortz. So the Gemara says, "Pluk t'tane t'anoi t'tanya t'machlekes t'atanoi eim avim yerek m'chutz Lortz." You're not allowed to import vegetables from Chutz Lortz to Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Sein Hitiru, another Tanoim disagreed, and it is mutter. So the Gemara, my benai, what's the nekudas of machlokes? Whether you're allowed to bring grain from Chutz Lortz or vegetables from Chutz Lortz to Eretz Yisrael? That's the machlokes. What it means, gush? Gush means to touch something, to feel something. Ligashesh. So the din is that mid the rabbana they made gzeira eretz amim. All of Chutz Lortz is treated like one big cemetery. So a kohen we had in the beginning, kohen is not allowed to have Chutz Lortz, not allowed to go to Chutz Lortz. Some reason or another, we don't observe it. Bisman hazeh shvacha teirin. But you treat all of Chutz Lortz like a beis hakfaras. So there's a din, all midirabban, there's a din midirabban, that the offer, when they're going to bring in vegetables, a grain from Chutz Lortz, a lot of times they'll bring it with a little bit of sand. When they yank out the carrots from the ground, so they may yank out with a little sand, with a little earth on it. So if you bring enough earth, it'll cause all the people in Eretz Yisrael to become tummy. You'll be mitami the people, which is not there. Today, everybody's tummy, you don't have Eifa Paraduma. So everybody's tummy mace anybody. Anyone who ever went to a funeral already tummy mace, and we have no way to be mitar ourselves. We don't have any paraduma water. But we're talking Bizmanatanoim that everybody was nizah not to become tummy, because Bizman HaMikdash, they would enter the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they would eat Truma B'Tahara. You can't eat Maaseh Sheni if there's no Beis HaMikdash, but you can eat Truma even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. So the people caught and wanted to eat truma. So the Gemara says they used to have Eifa Pora, and in the Galil they used to be Matar people with the Paraduma water. So everyone tried to avoid becoming Tomei. So that was the Machloikas, where the Choshishim Lugushim. Are you Choshish that there's going to be a whole kazayas of sand all together that someone's going to pick it up and it's going to be Matame or not? So here there's a discussion, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi writes, Choshishim Lugusheyim. Rashi has narrow lines, wide lines, and very wide lines. So in the third very wide line, on Yud Beis Amin Aleph, Rashi writes, Shem Yavim Amigush Eretz Amim, Shem Metami Bo Oihel. Gush Eretz Amim, the offer, the sin, is Metami Bo, like a mace. Like a mace is Metami Bo, Magam Masa Bo Oihel. So the chunk of earth from Chutz Lortz, Metami Bo. Taisa says, yes, that's a Beferish Gemara like that. Vod Mashmi, see the Taisa's Choshishim Lugushim, in the middle of the Taisa's. And they quote Shabbos Daf Tezvav and Nozir Daf Nundal. They say, Vod Mashmi, Perakamba the Shabbos of Benozir, the Metami Ba'ohel, Rashi said he's quoting a Gemara, Gush Eretz Amim, is Metami Bemagam Amasa Boel. Taisa says, no, that's when it's in Chutz Lortz. When it's in Chutz Lortz, let's say the Kohen is going to ride horseback. So he's going to be riding on top. He's not going to walk on the ground. He's going to ride his horse, and then he's going to go back into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, even though there's no Mago Amasa, on the offer, but there's going to be ohel. So Hainu davke be'eretz amim, when the afar chutz laretz is bimkoma, in chutz laretz, then it's mentame bo'ohel. But if you take afar chutz laretz and you bring in Eretz Yisrael, so Tosfos quotes Mishnayis, they quote the Tanya b'maseches ha'olos. We would say the Snan. We usually use the Tanya for a brayse, and we use the Snan for a Mishnah. So Tosfos is not careful. Tosfos writes the Tanya b'maseches ha'olos, perek beis Mishnah Gimel, gush abo me'eretz amim. If you take offer from chutz laretz and bring in the Eretz Yisrael, only mitamid magmasa avalobo. So Tosfos picks on Rashi. That Rashi is a little bit inaccurate. Rashi quoted the Gemara that gush eretz amim afar chutz laretz mitamid ba'oil. But it's out of context there. That's afar chutz laretz at bimkomo in chutz laretz. Once you bring in a territory, it's only metami magamasa. It's not metami ba'ol.
Rashi said before that this din of gush eretz would only apply when you're mazir al tumah. It was only when they were careful about tumah and tara. Why wouldn't it be a problem nowadays? Because you're mostly al tumah, so if you're a kohen, that's
it. Maybe it does apply. I don't know. But the Maisa, all the Kohanim go to Chutz Laretz. They all go freely to Chutz Laretz. That's the Shaila. They don't, even Kohanim who don't, there are Kohanim who go to cemeteries also. But even the Kohanim who know that they're not supposed to go to a cemetery, everybody goes to Chutz Laretz. So somehow it's a Hutra. Somehow it's the Shach and Rabbi Kivega. They all say today is Muta for various reasons. Yeah. Rabbi Kivega gave that reason based on the Ravid, because you're not Moisir Tumah Tumah, so difficult. Problematic. Anyway. Yeah.
Is there any need for a Kohen not to touch a person who went to a cemetery? Like we were never being mostly too about the most, because that person's not allowed
to. No. A Kohen is only not allowed to come in contact with Tumas Mace. But Tumas Mace is Avi Avois HaTumah. Someone who went to a funeral who was an Av HaTumah, because he was Mekabel Tumah from the Avi Avois HaTumah. So that a Kohen is permitted to come in contact with an Av HaTumah. Kohen is just not allowed to come in contact with the Avi Avois HaTumah, with the mace himself. That's how Kohen wants to dissect an animal that's metame, b'mago. So that's muta. That's an Av HaTumah. Only not allowed to come in contact with the Avi Avois HaTumah, mace mamash. Mace Yakum also is not allowed to come in contact with b'mago memasa. But ohel is a machlekes where the mace Yakum are metame boel. Machlekes HaTanoim and a machlekes HaRishayim had a paskin. So both the Mechaber and the Ramah write that Nochon Lizor, Kohanim should be careful not to come in contact with Mesei Akum Ba'ohel. Even though the Ramah Paskin, Mesei Akum and Ahmed Tami Ba'ohel, so the Shulchan Aruch says one should be, Kohanim should be Medaktik not to. There are different explanations why. Some say because B'choshish for Shitas HaTosfos, Tosfos Paskins against Reb Shimon Ba'ichoy, Tosfos Paskins that Mesei Akum Ahmed Tami Ba'ohel. And others say a different reason why, because the Shulchan Aruch meant a Kohen shouldn't go to a non-Jewish cemetery because there are always going to be some Mishumadim, always going to be some Jews who are buried in a Goyisha cemetery. There are always Jews, non-observant Jews who are buried in a Goyisha cemetery, so that's Matami Boil. And then the third explanation, that's what we spoke about, the third explanation was, maybe there's an Isser to come in contact with a Mesa even if it's not Matami Boil. Maybe the Isser is not really Nefesh Laitama B'yamav, even though that's how the Pasuk reads Nefesh Laitama. Maybe there's an Isser, even if for some reason or another, it's not metame, but magam and masabah. Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a mace, even if it's not metame. Those were the three explanations. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, both the Mechab and the Ramo. They write, proper practice should be a Kohen should not come in contact with mace yakim, even but ohel.
So,
what do
you say?
Except
for a Kohen to be adopted?
It's not right. One of the Kohanim asked Rav Soloveitchik, he wanted to go to medical school, so Rav Soloveitchik said they all knew that Rabbi Gorin had a hetter. So he said, it's a bizoyin ha-Torah to try to find a hetter, and I think that's mekubal li-Yisa. How can any rabbi find a hetter for that? Rav Moshe Feinstein also wrote such a tshuva. There was a person from Breuer's community, there was a young boy who wanted to go to medical school, so Rabbi Schwab was the rabbi in Breuer, so he told me he's not allowed to go. So the student said he's not going to listen to Rabbi Schwab, he's going to follow Rabbi Gorin. So Rabbi Schwab asked Rabbi Moshe Hashayla, what's the shayla? Of course it's awesome. So he asked Rabbi Moshe, could you please write me a letter that it's awesome? Give me permission to publicize the letter. So almost 50 years ago, when I first moved into the neighborhood, when I first got married, so Rabbi Schwab sent out in the mail to all the people who were members and Breuer's, he sent out a copy of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's letter to him, which later appeared in the Igros Moshe, that Rav Moshe has a Gemara in Yevamos, has an expression with respect to how you do chalitza, so the Gemara has lashon. Even if Eliyahu Novi will come and tell us to do chalitza differently, we don't listen to him. This is a psak hamakubal by Yisrael, how are you supposed to do chalitza? So Moshe Feinstein said the same is regarding Tumas Kohen. Even if Eliyahu Novi is going to come and say that a Kohen is allowed to go to medical school, it's mekubal yisim. Rabbi Gorman had a heter. Learns that there is a pashtus is 100% incorrect. With all due respect, his heter was that let a Yisrael go to a funeral, and he'll become an av hatumah. But the watch that he's wearing is metal, so that's cherev harekacholo. So cherev harekacholo, a tie pin made from metal, any kli made from metal, so that's cherev harekacholo. So it becomes av yavois hatumah. Then we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that a kohen is permitted to come in contact with the cherev harekacholo. So let the kohen wear the watch. And then once the kohen is wearing the watch, he's mamish walking around with avi avoy satuma. So there's no hisof as tuma. We're going to touch a mace. Whenever there's no hisof as tuma, because mamish holding on to the cher harekachol on his wrist, so then there's no hisof as tuma. The pashtus is that it's 100% incorrect, because the fact that that itself is a difference. Cher harekachol of the kohen is not muzah. Kohen is permitted to come in contact with Chere Kachol, and a mace is not allowed to come in contact. So that shows that there is a difference between Chere Kachol and a mace mamash. What does it help? If the Kohen would be holding on to a mace in his left hand, then he's allowed to touch another mace with the right hand. But he's not holding on to a mace, holding on to a watch, a metal watch, that's Chere Kachol. So that is mutter to come in contact. And a mace is not allowed to come in contact. So you see that it's not the same. See, they can't be the same. Tosis on the first half and Baba Kama, they're based on the base points. Cherev Kachol cannot be the same level as a mace itself, even though the Loshan al Gemara is Cherev Harehu Kecholo, just like the dead body is Avi Avois. So the Cherev is also. So Tosfos says it can't be exactly the same, because the din is, the Gemara says there in the first daf in Baba Kama, that base on the base, that by Tuma, whenever the Tuma is transmitted, by definition, it has to go down a Madrega. So the same Lavka Yetzibahem. When someone goes to a funeral, so the mace is Avi Avois Atuma. And the person who attended the funeral becomes an afatuma. Then he touches someone else, makes that person a rishon l'tuma. Then the rishon l'tuma touches food, makes it into a sheni l'tuma. Then the sheni touches mashkim shal truma, or shal kodesh, makes it into a shlishi, makes it into a revi, makes it into a chamishi. Whenever the tuma is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. So Tosis asks the kasha, Tosis quotes Rabbi Natan, asks the kasha. And the first half, and that base on the base, and Baba Kama. Cher harekacholo, don't you see that the tuma is transmitted from the mace to the cherev, to the metal watch, and it's the same level of tumah. So they says it can't be the same level, it must go down a little bit. So they say a cherev erkechol doesn't make another cherev erkechol. They call the Mishnah beginning of a holos. By definition, it has to go down a madrega. It cannot be that when tumah is transmitted, it comes to the same level of tumah of the metame. It has to be a madrega low. So it's a madrega lower, and the kohen is walking around with a cherev erkechol on his arm, then he's going to touch a mace mamish. A mace mamish is a higher level of tumah. So by definition, it can't be. Rabbi Gorman was a big genius. But, a bocher and a koilel and a yeshiva says a shtikl terah is one thing. But when you have to pass an alochal maisa, it's a different thing. You have rabbonim today, this international peasant. So one of them, they learned in yeshivas, they have sharp heads. You say a chabura is one thing, but the paskan alochal maisa has to be yoiz gehalt. You can't just shoot your mouth off. It's not correct. Rabbi Gorman liked to say original chidush.
Well,
well, the Rambam writes if the kohen is obligated to be metame to one of the seven relatives. So let's say he's touching the relative because he's going to bury him, and then another mace comes by. So he says, while he's still in touch with this relative, he's allowed to touch another mace, an outsider. Because there's no, here he's only holding on to a cher of harekachol, not holding on to a mace mamish. So if he's going to touch a real mace, then there is tosefes tumah. If he's touching another, he's not touching a mace, then to touch another mace is no issa. But he's only touching a cher of harekachol, then there is an issa to touch another mace. Yeah. Then the Gemara tells the different versions exactly what happened there in Divrei Hayamim with Chizkiyahu HaMelech. What did he do? He postponed Pesach. It's unclear what he did exactly. So one Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, well, he was ma'abad d'shanim b'pnei atuma, and that was improper because tuma hutra b'tzibur, so it's not a valid cause to be ma'abad d'shanim. And other Tanoim gave, yeah, what was it? He was Ma'abed Shanim Pnei HaTumah. What Tumah? What Tumah was there? So here the bottom Tosfos is interesting. The bottom Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi writes, two lines from the bottom of Rashi. Shenitmo b'dimei Ochaz, Aviv, Chizkio was the son of Ochaz HaMelech, Ochaz was an Aved Azar, and his son was a Tzadik, Chizkio HaMelech was a Tzadik. Shenitmo, all of Klal Yisrael became Tomei, Me Aved Azar. What Aved Azarah? They used to worship Aved Azarah. So one who comes in contact with Aved Azarah, and Aved Azarah is metame like a mace. But that's only Midirabbanon. So Rashi is learning that din Midirabbanon was already instituted during the, had already been instituted during the lifetime of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. That's a historical question. Is that so? So Tosfos raises the issue. The bottom Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Pirish b'kun hashinit mumba Aved Azarah. Davod is our metami, like a mace, as it says in Masechu Shabbos. So then they say, Avakab the Tumas Avod is always only with the Rabbanon. So with the Rabbanon, usually you say, the Tanoim Institute, Anshe Knesset HaGdol, Tanoim. The Anshe Knesset HaGdol was the beginning of the Bais Sheni. Tanoim were the end of the Bais Sheni. This was in Bais Rishon. They already had this Din the Rabbanon. They had the Rabbanon, the Bais Rishon. Shlomo HaMelech made the, when David HaMelech died on Shabbos, there was an issue of Muktzah, so they had Muktzah already. Shlomo HaMelech made a din the Rabbanon of the Tilas Yadayim, Yadayim Shnei Zayin. Shlomo HaMelech made Takanas Erevin. The word dinim, the Rabbanon. So the Tosfos says, according to Rashi, you have to assume, Agav the Tumas of the Rabbanon, you have to assume, Yosef Shosh, Hema Gozer Allah. Maybe it was already in existence during the lifetime of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. But then they said, Yerushalmi gives a different explanation. Shalmi Omar, Du Gugalto Shalah Rabna Hayibusi Matzu Tachas HaMizbeach. That's Goren Arnon. The Makam HaMizbeach, the location was bought from Aravna HaYibusi. And when he died, the Yerushalmi says they buried him in that location, and then they built the Mizbeach on top of his body. And then the whole period of the Bais Rishon for close to 400 years, the Makor Kavah, everything was Betuma. If you should assume that Meisi Akam HaMetami Ba'ohel. So after 390 years, they found the skull of Arab Nairusi was under the Mizbech, so everything was brought Betumah. They didn't realize it. The Makom Mizbech was Betumah. So in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he realized that the whole base, everything in the base on Mikdash is Tomei. So that so he had them Mima Abed Hashanah, and they brought the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni B'Tahara. That's quite a wild notion. That the whole Bais Rishon period, everything was Tomei. Tzitzus Maratza. Okay. Bidiyevit. Correct. Tzitzus Maratza Bidiyevit. Okay. Yeah, but they still Tzitzus Maratza that everybody's yotze, all the karbonas, you have to bring over the karbonas. But they were eating all the karbonas. Kind of were eating the chatos and the oshem, and the people were eating shlomim. And everything was nitma, if you hold that. Meisi akamam etame boil. So everything was nitma because our Rav Nahayivusi was there from day number one. Before they built the Mizbech, he was there for a long time. Okay, so it's a historical shaila here. What was Ibris Hashem Tumah? What was the Tumah? What exactly was the Tumah? Yeah. What else the Gemara has over here? Here, yeah, about 10 lines from the top of the Daf. Emarmas Hashem Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Mebru Enim Uberes Avim Tehat Chak Ma'ab Marosa Acha Rosh Hashanah Miyad Apachin Ma'ab Mala Ador. You can only make Ador Sheni. You don't make Tishrei Rishon Tishrei Sheni. Cheshvan Rishon, Cheshvan Sheni. You can only make other Rishon, other Sheni. Yeah, this whole yeah. What's the mocker? Bamber El Ador. So Tosfos says, what's the mocker? A pasuk in Esther, chapter Gimel. The Chodesh Neimasa, who Chodesh Ador. You see that the year has 12 months or 13 months, and the Chodesh Neimasa always has to be Chodesh Ador. So what if you're going to make a Shana Mulberes? So if you're going to make two Tishrei, you're going to make two Cheshvan, you're going to make two Kislevs, then Ador is not going to be the 12th month. I thought it was going to be the 13th month already. So it must be that Eimav Mel Ador. This is interesting. Before the days of Ezra, the months didn't have names. The months had numbers. Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Hashvi, Chodesh Asiri. And then they introduced Tanesim and Goldas Bavel. They had a minik, but Esau started a minik to fast on Tisha B'Av and to fast on Shabbos of Batamas and some Gedalia and Asar B'Tavis. So the Navi refers to it as Tom Harviv, it's Tom Hachamisha, it's Tom Hashviv, it's Tom Asiri. The fourth month, Nis near Sivan Tamas and Shavasa Batamas. And Tisha B'Av is the Tzom HaChamishi, because Zav is the fifth month, and then Tzom Gedali is the Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri is Asar B'Tavis. So until they returned back to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the Baisheni period, there were no names to the months. There were numbers to the months. So let's say, a child is born and had a Shana Mu'beres. That a Shana Mu'beres has a Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. That child will be born in the Chodesh HaShlosha Asar before the days of Baisheni, when they gave the names to the months. The Ramban on Chumash and the Pasuk HaChodesh Alachem Rosh Chodesh and quotes the Yerushalmi, Shmos Chodesh Mehelo Imohem Ibovel. When he came back from Bovel, that's when he introduced the names for the months. And some of the names they picked up from the Goyim. Elul is Elil, Avod Azara. And Marcheshvan is, the Goyim also have the name Marcheshvan, one of the months. Tammuz, I think they have also the name Tammuz. I mentioned, used to be a Pakistani, I don't know, a Korean shoemaker on St. Nick. So I don't know why, I once went to him, so he had a calendar on the wall. He had Cheshvan, Tammuz, Elul. He had a bunch of the months with the same names. It wasn't a Jewish calendar, it was a Pakistani calendar, whatever. And some of the names are the name is ours, the same names as we have. Yeah, what's the idea behind that? Yerushalmi, Shmos Chodosh Mehelo and Moim Mebovel. So some who don't want to understand. So they claim, you see, the Jews always picked up practices from the Avdi Avodah Zarah. Whatever was nice, we would incorporate into our religion. So the Ramban doesn't like that pshat. Ramban says he doesn't think that's what it means. HaChodesh Yisrael Lachem Rosh Chodosh means we were instructed to incorporate the Gula from Mitzrayim into the Luach, that the Chodesh HaRishon is Nisan. And for all the years you're not supposed to give. You're not supposed to have names for the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're supposed to say Echad B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos. So you're not supposed to have names for the months. You're supposed to count from the month of Nisan, that's the Chodesh HaGula. Always to remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Luach. Then when they had the Gula from Golas Bavel, so they felt that as a chelik of the mitzvah of HaChodesh Yisrael Lachem Rosh Chodosh, to incorporate the Gulas Mitzrayim into the Luach, we should now incorporate the Gula from Golas Bavel into the Luach. So that's why Shmos Chodoshim, Elohim Mohem Bavel. So that's the Shaila. When they introduced the names of the months, did this replace the old system that we no longer call it HaChodesh HaRishon, HaChodesh HaSheni? Pesach falls out on the 15th of Nisan, or Pesach falls out like the old system, the 15th of the Chodesh HaRishon?
The name Nisan was given when also?
When they came back from Bavel, yeah.
It was called Nisan at the...
So originally,
Chodesh HaRishon.
Chodesh HaRishon. So the Shaila is, did they really change the Din Deraisa from that time on? We no longer, when we write Ksubas, so we write Gittin, we don't write Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni. We write the Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Tishrei. We write the names of the Chodesh, we don't write the numbers. So that's a discussion in the Poskim, why not? So some Rishonim hold that when they introduced the names of the months, that replaced the old system. The Rambam has three Nikori Hamunah. So one of the Nikori Hamunah is Zos HaTorah Lo Asehi Mochlefes. The laws of the Torah are immutable, they never change. You can't change the laws of the Torah. So the Sefer Yikarim, Barab Yosef Albo, disagrees. He says, what do you mean you can't change? When they came back from Golas Bavel, they made a major change. No more numbers of the months, the months have names. So he says, we changed it in their Isa. Okay, so he says the Chachamim understood that's a chelik of the mitzvah. Yeah, I mean some things say beferish in the Chumash. Some things says the Rambam writes there's one mitzvah that's going to yet to be changed. La said, love, it's going to be 9 Ari Mikla instead of 6. That says beferish. We pointed out other things have already changed. Originally, the Gemara says in Brachas and Shlosh Shachlu, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when the Mon came down from heaven, so they had to recite Birchas Hamazon. But they only said Tilas Anas Hakol. They didn't have to say No Delchal Horetz Shenchal Talavaseinu. They didn't. Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them Eretz Yisrael yet. Avraham Avinu already made the Kinyan, but they didn't have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving them Matnas Eretz Yisrael till after Yeshua Ben Nun conquered the land. So the Gemara says after Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, he composed the second bracha in the Birchas Hamazon. That's a din deraisa. But it changed after Ma'amin HaSinai. After they got Eretz Yisrael, then it says It wasn't Nasanlach until Yishuv Ben Nun conquered it. Then the Gemara says, Ha'oretz HaToivo, Shenasanlach. HaToivo refers to Yerushalayim. Ha'or HaToivo HaZeh V'Halvona refers to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, there are two aspects of Yerushalayim. Number one is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. Number two, it's the city which has Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash in it. You can eat Maisesh, you can eat Kachim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim. So David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital. First he was the Melech in Hebron for so many years, and then he was the Melech in Yerushalayim. So when he established Yerushalayim as the capital, he composed the beginning of the third brach. We thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim, which is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Then he wanted very much to build a Beis HaMikdash, and the Navi didn't permit him to. So when his son Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he added on to the third bracha, Al Ha'oretz HaToivah Shenasanloch. HaToivah is a reference to Yerushalayim. Ha'or HaToivah Zeva Halvana. So the two parts of Yerushalayim. Number one, the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the Mokum of the Hakrovos HaKarbonos. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he had to add on to the Birchas HaMazon. So you have a Din Daraisa that changed. How much of the Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa? It became more. Because that's what it says in the Chumash, that when you have Eretz Yisrael, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for giving Eretz Yisrael. When you have Yerushalayim being established as the capital, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for that. When you have Yerushalayim being established as the Mokum HaKrovos HaKarbonos, you have to thank him for that. So that's all Psukim in the Chumash. Here, it's the Ramban's interpretation of the Psukim. Ramban thinks, HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodosh means you should incorporate the Zechet to the Gulas Mitzrayim into the Luach, and it's self-understood that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah who came back from Golas Bavel, that they introduced the Zikora into the Geula from Golas Bavel into the Luach by changing the system, by giving names to the months instead of Chodesh and Chodesh HaSheni. So the Sefer Yikarim says, how can you say the mitzvahs of Torah don't change? Sometimes the mitzvahs do change over the years. The Torah is about Peh, Darshan's from the Psukim, that it should change. It's true. It's correct. It's not really a change. The Rambam say that's not really a change. That's how they understood from the Psukim.
Isn't it clear that there's a concept of Masra Makasa Lachachamim? I mean, why would, what's even the Sefer HaKarim about? I mean, to say that things change. You're saying the Pasuk is...
The Gemara says that in Baleches Chalamoid. How do you determine what's also what's mutter? It's mashma that you're not allowed to do Malach and Chalamoid, but it's not the same as Yontav. Yontav, it says it's an Isa Malach and Chalamoid. There isn't a full Isa Malach. The Gemara says, oh, Lamasan HaKasma Lachachamim. That's the Gemara in Chagiga. So Taisus in the end of the last daf in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, Taisus has two opinions. In Shulchan Aruch, it's Machlekes and Mechaber Neirma, whether Malachas Chalamoid is Deraisa Derabbanan. So the Ramot paskens that Malachas Chalamoid is Deraisa, that there's a concept Deraisa, Lo Mesorin HaKosav El Lachachamim. Lachachamim, in the later generations, have to be Kaveh, what's included, what's not included. That's the Koyach of Torah Shemal Peh. You have no Midrash HaTorah in the Drash HaZben. You have to somehow draw lines over here. You have to figure out what's included, what's not included. Mechaber paskens like the other opinion in Tosfos that Malachas Chalamoid is the Rabbanon. So what does it mean? Lo Mesor HaKosav El HaChacham. The Torah gave the Chacham the right to add on Dinim the Rabbanon. That's how the Mechaber paskens. Malachas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanon. And the Ramah paskens is the right. So what's an afkamina whether Malachas Chalamoid is the right or the Rabbanon? Afkamina la'aloch is Rabbi Kevega writes there on the first. Machlokes and Mechaber the Ramon Hilchos Chalamoid, where the Malachas Chalamoid is the Raisa Rabbanon. He tells you, look in a later simon, where the Gemara has in Maseches Moed Kotten, that's the Masich about Malachas Chalamoid. Gemara has an Ibayat Loif Sheet, and Gemara says Teku. So how do you deal with that? What do you do when you have a Teku? So if it's a Teku on a Sufik, the Raisa, so you go to Chumer. A Teku be the Rabbanon, you go to Kula. So there's a Machlokes and Mechaber and the Ramon. What do you do when you have a Teku? So the Mechaber paskens Lahokel. He assumes Malachas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanon. And the Ramah paskens Lahachmel Lushitos, because he holds Malachas Chalamoid is Deraisa. So it's a Teiko Deraisa Luchumra. There is a concept of Lamasar Nakasvel Lachamim that self understood. The Torah wrote something vaguely. So sometimes we have Halachas Lamashim Sinai, a tradition, what it is. And sometimes we don't have a tradition. So the Chachamim have to be Koveya. Sometimes the Chachamim in every generation have to be Koveya. Like what's included in Chukasakim. So there are always new things coming up in every generation. Over the Avodah Zarah, the Nochem have new shtick. So the Darkei Tshuva writes that he quotes Achrem, that the Chachamim in every generation have to be Koveh, have to determine what's included in Chukasakim, what's not. Here it's they had to determine once and forever what should be included and Malachas Chalamoid. Yeah, everyone agrees. Chabah holds that Lomas Al Kos Chachamim in that context just means that it's a din derabban. Malachas Chalamoid is derabban. The Rama says no. Lomas Al Kos Chachamim is a new kind of a din deraisa. When the Chumash writes something very vaguely, the Chum have to be kaveh. What's included? What's not included? You're right. Everyone agrees to that. But that's not the same. See, the Sefer Ikarim claims that you see dinim deraisa can change. The Chachamim have the ability to change dinim deraisa. They know the way it was observed, and then they have a right to change it later.
But maybe only in that context, Rabbi means the Shulchan Aruch holds that lo misara katuv is midrabanan by Melech Cholamoid. He's the one who says the svara of lo misara katuv by Achu Korach in Kesef Mishnah and Hilchot Malachim. I just
want
to clarify what
Rabbi meant. Meaning the Kesef Mishnah also agrees that there's such a concept that Lam Sam Kas Lacham, that it is a deraisa, Pashup Shat, that it is a deraisa. Yeah. That's a question. Maybe all those things that are listed as Chukasak, maybe they're all only Midirabban.
That's the other answer.
Yeah, the Pashtus is that it's not. The Pashtus is that they are deraisa.
Is there anything benching is included in Lam Sam Kas Lacham, or is it different?
No, that's a drosha. They read that's what the pasuk means. We have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Hatayva, for Yerushalayim. And the two aspects to Yerushalayim, so you have to thank for both aspects. So when David came along, he added the beginning of the third bracha. When Shlomo came along, he added the second half of the third bracha. Yeah. So that's a question. Let's say a child was born in the Shana Mu'beres in the Chodesh HaShlosha Osa, before they came back. When they came back from Babel, they changed the system. Before they came back from Babel, before Golas Babel, Vice Rishon period, child was born, what we would call now Odo Sheni, but then they would call Achodesh on Shlosha Asa. And then with the year that he becomes Bar Mitzvah, there is no Shlosha, there is no Achodesh on Shlosha Asa. So when does he become Bar Mitzvah? So the Pashtus is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rosh Chodesh of the Achodesh Arishon. He becomes Bar Mitzvah the first day in the 14th year. You need Yud Gimel Shana V'Yomechon. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu is born Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, Vav Adar is the last day in the 13th year. Zayin Adar, Yud Gimel Shana V'Yomechon. Zayin Adar is the first day in the 14th year. So he becomes Bar Mitzvah the first day in the 14th year. Child is born, let's say, Odo Sheni, before they had any names for the month. He was born. And Zion, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu, for argument's sake, was born Zion Achodesh HaShlosha Osa, let's say for argument's sake. When he was born, it was a Shana Mu'beres, he was born the seventh day of the Achodesh HaShlosha Osa, and let's say for argument's sake, he becomes Bar Mitzvah in a year where there is no Shlosha Osa, so only 12 months. So he doesn't become Bar Mitzvah. He doesn't become Bar Mitzvah. No, he becomes Bar Mitzvah the first day in the 14th year, means Rosh Chodesh Nissan. After they changed the system and they introduced the names of the months, so we assume that the child who's born Zayin Adar Sheni, if he's Bar Mitzvah in a year that there is no Adar Sheni, becomes Bar Mitzvah Zayin Adar Rishon. Zayin Adar. That's Zayin Adar. We assume that the system changed on the level of the Raisa. That's how the Sefer Yikarim assumes that there was a major change. Others would say not true. He becomes Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. On the level of the Raisa, nothing changed. Mos Chadosh Me'alamayim above, that superimposed on top of the numbers of the months. All Dinim De Raisa, for all intents and purposes, nothing changed. Pesach is the 15th of the Chodesh Arishon. And Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the Chodesh HaShvi'i. Yom Kippur is the 10th of the Chodesh HaShvi'i. No such thing as Nissan and Tishrei. We don't recognize. So Chanukah and Purim. So Purim is Yud Dalet and Tezvav Ador. So if you have Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni, you have 4 days of Purim. Yud Dalet, Tezvav Ador Rishon, Yud Dalet, Tezvav Ador Sheni. Because Purim was when they came back from Golas Bavel. That's the same time when they returned from Golas Bavel and they introduced Shmos Chadoshim and they gave 2 months the same name. Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. So they're both Alpidin Ador. So the four days are really Ador. 4 days are really Purim. All 4 days are Purim. Also, Behesped V'Tainis on all 4 days. The only question is, which day do you fulfill the mitzvahs? When do you give Matanis Lavyanim, Shalach Manis, and Sudas Purim, and Mikra Megillah? So that, the Rishon, the Sheni, fine. Are yours, Amukav Eschaim, or not? But basically, all 4 days are really Purim. or for Hanukkah, fine. So Hanukkah was introduced later, towards the end of the Bais Sheni period. So when you get to Dinim the Rabbana, Hanukkah is a Dinim Rabbana, you say it comes out Chofei Kislev. Okay. But for, with respect to all the Dinim the Rais, everything still stays the same. So the kid who was born Zion or Sheni, let's say Bizman is that, a kid is born Zion or Sheni, the Zrum target point say, doesn't become by mitzvah, and it becomes a mitzvah 13 years later in a Shana Pshuta, not a Shana Mubera. So you should really become bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You shouldn't become bar mitzvah on Zayin Adar Rishon, Zayin Adar. And others disagree, and they say no, that there was a major change on the level of the Raisa. So that's what the Sefer Hikarim says. Not that they superimpose another system on top of the old system. The old system is still in place, the months have numbers. We have an additional system that the months have names as well. So others would say, no, we just, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ogur. If twins were born, and one twin was born the last day in Adar Rishon, and the other second twin was born the first day in Adar Sheni, and then 13 years later, it's a Shana Pshuta, there is no Adar Sheni, so the one who was born second becomes by mitzvah Rish Chodesh Adar, the one who was born first becomes by mitzvah 28 days later, on the last day of Adar, because he was born the last day of Adar. That's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Sefer Hogar, Hechitimtza. Two kids were born, one is older than the other, one is an hour older than the other, and one is an hour younger, becomes by mitzvah 28 days before. Because they were born in Hashanah Mul Beres, and when the first one was born the last day in Adar Rishon, the second one was born the first day in Adar Sheni. The year they become by mitzvah, it's Hashanah Pshuta. So the one who was born the first day in Adar Sheni becomes by mitzvah beginning of the month. That's on the assumption that a major change was made, that now all the dinim derais are determined by the names of the months. But the others disagree.
Could everything we should be cautious on derais and name for the other shitas? I mean, maybe Kiddush and Abdallah
and all of them. That's a serious question. That is a serious question. Many have. You see, in the days of the Gemara, they used to buy tefillin for a child several years before he became bar mitzvah. Gemara, the last piece of Gemara in Perek Lula Bagozel says when a katan is igir lechinuch, then you have to avil lekech lo tefillin, avil lekech lo tzitzis. The father should buy him David minim and so on. So when the child is able to be careful when he wears the tefillin, not to violate the kedusha of tefillin, so the father buys him a tefillin several years before his bar mitzvah. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote that we don't have that practice anymore. We are concerned of guf noki. Gemara says a person should only wear tefillin if he has a guf noki. The guf noki means that he has physically a guf noki, and he shouldn't be thinking about hirurim. His mind should be a clean mind. So we're concerned that today the world has deteriorated. The days of the Tanaim, Tosis interprets in the days of the Tanaim, they were concerned that today it's a bigger problem of guf noki as far as hirurim is concerned. So that's why I think we have cut back the wearing of tefillin to the bare minimum. So Bizman HaGemara, the practice was they wear tefillin all day long. And Bizman is that we don't have that. We're afraid that we don't have guf noki, so we just cut it down to the bare minimum. We don't wear tefillin all day long. So I'm showing hold that tefillin all day long is a lechatchila deraisa. Not just to wear tefillin a minute every day. No, you're supposed to wear tefillin all day and all night. All the time you should wear tefillin. So we cut down on tefillin, even though the women volunteered to fulfill all the other mitzvahs, such as Bam Rama, tefillin, we don't recommend it. So Tosis learns that was the machlokes HaTanoim. The one Tana says a woman is not allowed to wear tefillin because of the guf noki issue. Not that the women have a bigger problem of guf noki than the men. Everybody has an issue of guf noki. So you're cutting down on the wearing of tefillin to the bare minimum, so whoever is not chayiv, so we recommend they shouldn't do it. So in the days of the Gemara, they would wear tefillin several years before bar mitzvah. We don't do that. There was a practice in Europe that a child who was a yosun would mature at a younger age because he didn't have both parents. So they would have him wear. So he started wearing tefillin a year before. There's such a common practice in Europe. The Achronim quoted. But aside from that, we don't recommend that the children should wear tefillin years before bar mitzvah. So some have the meaning that they wear tefillin a month before. Why do they have a month before? So Samir HaChacham suggests maybe that's the reason why. Because if a kid is born in, let's see, the kid is born in Adar Sheni, let's say a kid is born in Shana Pshuta, but there's only one Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu is born in Zayin Adar in Shana Pshuta. when he becomes bar mitzvah, there's a shana muberes, let's say for argument's sake, the year is bar mitzvah, shana muberes. When does he become bar mitzvah? So some hold he only comes bar mitzvah in order sheni, but he should start wearing tefillin from a month before, because maybe really he become, maybe he should become bar mitzvah or the rishon. If you say that with respect to all the dinim deraisa, you go on the old system, so there are no names for the months, it's just numbers. So he was born in a year where it was a shana pshuta. He was born on the seventh day. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zion, the chodesh hashnei masa. Then when he becomes bar mitzvah, it's a shana muberes. He should be bar mitzvah, the Zion of the chodesh hashnei masa. Why should you say it's ador and ador shein is the real ador? Why should you say like that? So some think that maybe the reason why the minhag developed that everybody, all the kids, put on tefillin a month before, because of the Adarishan or the Sheni story, that we should really be machmer over there that he's by mitzvah from Adarishan. If he's born a shana pshuta, maybe really he's by mitzvah from Adarishan. So he should wear tefillin a month before he really becomes by mitzvah. So up to that, the interest that everybody should wear tefillin a month before. That's a question. That's a question. The Rambam considers this an Iker. The laws of the Torah don't change. And the Ikarim has this kash against the Rambam. He quotes this Ramban on Chumash about Shmos Chodosh Me'alim Ma'am Mebovel from Yerushalmi. Is it really a kasha? So you say it's not even a kasha. It's like nine Ori Miklot. It says in the Chumash it's going to change. It's like the Birchas Hamazon. It says in the Chumash it's going to change. The Dinim Deraisa, they changed over the years, because they darshan the psukim and it didn't happen yet. So if and when it's going to happen, then you have to apply the halacha. So maybe this also, maybe this then, they darshan the psukim that you have to, just like that, incorporate a zechet to the gulas mitzrayim into the luach by counting the months. The first month is chodesh arishon, is when Pesach falls out. So they felt compelled, based on the same pasuk, to introduce, to incorporate a zechet to the gula from gulas bavel into the luch by having the names of the months. Maybe the whole thing changed, but it's not necessarily a tuyufta, it's not necessarily such a kasha against the Rama. But that's a question. The Sefer Ikarim thinks that the whole system was changed, that we no longer count months, the numbers of the months. The whole system has changed. We have ignored that. We only say the names of the months. And there are those who say not true. All the dinim rice had gone the old system, the numbers of the months, and the dinim derabbanim mikanal haba that were made after Chanukah and Purim. Okay, that goes with the names of the months. That's why you have 4 days of Purim and Yom Hashanah Muberes. All 4 days are also behesped with times. All four are Purim. In Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes that a person has yahrzeit. So they used to have a minhag that a person fasts on the yahrzeit. Why do they fast? So they assume you fast when it's an eis tzorah. You fast when you have an eis tzorah. Beznes goes a tainus when there's a tzorah satzibur. So why is the yahrzeit an eis tzorah? That was the minhag of the Bali HaTosfos. They used to fast from Shulchan Akiva. The minhag of the Bali HaTosfos used to be. The Chassidim came on the scene. So they made that you have a sudas yahrzeit. But before the Chassidim, the minhag always was Chassidi Ashkenaz. The Bali HaTosfos minhag was that they would fast on the yahrzeit on the assumption that it's a yom hadin. It's an eis tzor, yom adin b'haraya. Either yom adin for the niftar b'haraya that he died in that day, so maybe they're judging him again today on the yahrzeit. Maybe they're judging the soul on the yahrzeit. Or maybe it's a yom adin for the family. The family lost this relative on this day. So maybe it's a yom adin, a day of judgment for the whole family. So that's why the meaning used to be that they used to fast. So the shaila is, what if someone died in the month of Adar and Hashanah Pshuta? So then which month should they fast in Hashanah Muberes? So the different minhagim. So the Mechaber and the Ramah have a machlokes, whether you fast or the Rishon or the Sheni. Then the Ramah recommends you should fast both, or the Rishon and or the Sheni. What's the machlokes? So the Tosfos has this discussion in a dorm. In a dorm, halacha chalosh meriyodim. So whenever you have to discuss, a person takes a neder, what's included in the neder depends in the spoken language. Whatever he's took a neder in English, in Yiddish, in modern Hebrew, in biblical Hebrew. What language was he talking? So each language you have to determine what's included, what's not included. So the Gemara said the same regarding reading a shtar. When you have a shtar, what does it mean? The shtar is written meloshem eriyonim. So whatever that means in common usage, so that's what's included in the shtar. So if a person has a minig that he fasts on a yahrzeit, so a minig is binding mitam neder, as if the person had taken a neder that he's going to fast on the yahrzeit. If a person would have taken a neder, is going to fast on a yard site. Let's say he's going to fast on Zayin Adar. So the question is, this year has Hoshana Mul Beres, the Rishon or the Sheni, which Ador should he fast? So the question is, it's a debate in the Tanaim, in the Mishnah, is in the Dorm. Whether Belosha Meriyotim people refer to Ador Rishon as Ador, or people refer to Ador Sheni as Ador. So it's a Machlokes and Losha Meriyotim. Shaila and Losha Meriyotim. So that's how it starts off. Machlokes and Machabed Ramah is a Machlokes based on a Mishnah and a Dorm. Which Ador person has the Artzeit Nechodesh Ador, and says Shana Mul Beres. So which of the two Ador should he, his father died on Zayin Adar, which of the two Ador should he fast? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, it's a question of Losha Meriyotim. What did he mean? What did he mean when he accepted the minhag to fast on Zayin Adar? Then the Ramah recommends he should fast on both days. So Poshe Pshat on Zayin Adar Rishon and Zayin Adar Sheni. So Poshe Pshat, they satisfy the both opinions, like the Ramah many times quotes from the Maram Rutmerg, from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, that they used to try to be choshesh for the opinion. So the Vilna Gaon says no. Over here, when the Ramah says you should fast on both days, not b'toras sofik, to satisfy both opinions, says it's b'toras vaday. And he proves from the Gemara that the Gemara, beginning of Megillah, the first paragraph of Megillah, the Gemara discusses when should you celebrate Purim? Should you celebrate Yud Alad or the Rishon or Yud Alad or the Sheni? So the Gemara should discuss which is the real Ador. Will the real Ador please stand up? Is the real Ador or the Rishon? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says Svaris. So the Gemara first says, well, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. You have an option. You can either celebrate Purim Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So why should you wait till the later Ador, celebrate the first Ador? And the other opinion is no. Mismach Gula L'Gula Adifa. Pesach we're going to celebrate in Chodesh Nissan, the 15th of Nissan. So more correct is to celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni, which is closer to Nissan, because Mismach Gula L'Gula Adifa. So Vilna Gaon says, what is the Gemara giving Bach Svaris? Which is the real Purim? Whichever is the real Purim, that's the one. You see from the Gemara that they're both Purim. Or the Rishon and Adar Sheni, they're both Ador. And Yudalit is the both Ador. And Tezvav is also. Tezvav is also. The Gemara says, Lefzah Sholzeh Bezeh Sholzeh Bezeh. If you live in Tel Aviv, you're not allowed to have Hesped of Tainus and Tezvav. You live in, even though Tezvav is Shushan Purim. If you live in Yerushalayim, Mukav Chomos, Yishur Benun, you're not allowed to have Hesped of Tainus on Yudalit either. You see that the both days, Yudal and Tezvav, are both Purim. Just a question, if you live in a Mukav Chaimah, so you fulfill the mitzvahs on that day. If you live in other cities, other villages, any other place in the world other than Ayaz HaMakav Chaimah, then you fulfill the mitzvahs Ayoyim on Yudal. But it's not that one day is Purim and the other day is not Purim. The both days are Purim. That's why it's also Hesped V'Tainus on both days. So the Gemara says, that's what the Vilna Gaon brings out. The Gemara says, they're both Yudal and Tezvav, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. All four are also Behesped V'Tainus. All 4 days are really Purim. Because both Adors are really Ador. So the Vilna Gaon says, when the Ramah says you should fast the Yartzeit, both the person died in the Shana Pshuta. And now it's a Shana Muberes, so you should fast both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. He says, because both Ador, so both Zayin Adar Rishon and Zayin Adar Sheni, they both can be the Yemei HaDin. Either Yom HaDin by the Nifta, they'd be judging him again, Bezen Shon Maila, or Yom HaDin for the family who suffered the loss of the relative. So that's why it's considered an Eis Tzora, and everybody should fast. So that's where Absalvechik pointed out, that the Don Gaon learns what the Ramah says, you should fast both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. It's not the Torah Sofik, which one is the correct Yartzeit, the Losh HaMeriyodim. No more issue Losh HaMeriyodim. They're assuming it's a real Din. Fasting on the day of the Yartzeit is because it's an Eis Tzora. And which is the real Ador? They're both Ador. Or the Rishon Hashem, both Ador. So both days are Yemei Adin.
So for Yartzeit, let's say it's later or earlier in Adar than Purim, would you have a Chiyuv to daven for the Omer during both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. The question is, if someone else is a Chiyuv, so does the Yartzeit have a right to take it away from him? Are both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni? That's a question. Because the Ramah recommends that you should observe both. Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So that's a question. Is it right for the person to follow that opinion in the Ramah and to take away the omud from the other guy who has let's say he's an Avelus the first 11 months. He says Kaddish. He davens for an omud. Is that right? So that's a question.
Would it be enough for me now? Because let's say a person is the over year would be the deer with two others is the first year that he has Yartzeit. So there is no Mitam Minog, which is going to be binding Mitam Neder,
mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Lechora, if we understood the Ramah is saying that it's just mitam minyan, then he shouldn't have to be choshish for both. But if you explain it to Rav Eitchik, everything is possible.
Should be an afkamina. Should be an afkamina. That is correct. Yeah.
Well, as far as the Gemara Megillah, our only relation to the mitzvah Sayyom, you know, some echkulu gulula, but it doesn't apply to the nether. Ein mavrinal mitzvah applies to the nether itself. We should assume that ein mavrinal mitzvah, since it applies to the nether, why wouldn't we just assume that that's correct?
I mean, to fast on the day, so the Vilna Goyen thinks that the last suggestion of the second suggestion of the Ramah, you should fast in both months, he thinks, right, that's not based on a neder that you're judging what's Loshem HaDiyodim. It has nothing to do with Loshem HaDiyodim. Which day is the Yom HaDin? Which day is the Eis Tzor? Because we should, the correct practice was to fast on the Eis Tzor. Well, Chassidim, they made it into a yontif based on the passage in the Zohar that when a tzaddik dies and his soul goes back to heaven, the Ribbono Shel Olam rejoices over the soul that returns to heaven, like a chassid rejoices when he has his kala. The guy was engaged for a couple of months and he finally gets married, so he's so excited. So the neshama was away from Tachas Kis Yaakov, and then when the person dies, the neshama goes back. So the Ribbono Shel Olam celebrates. Just like a wedding, we celebrate when you have a party. So that's why they call a yartzeit the yom de hilula. Hilula means a wedding. What's the wedding? Because the Zohar says that the Ribbono Shel Olam celebrates when a holy soul comes back to heaven. Then the Zohar gives a mashal that usually when a boat would go out to sea, so the people would make a big simcha, they would play music and have a party, the boat is going out. Then when the boat came back, they didn't make a big party. He said, the boat goes out to sea, it can drown. It can develop a hole and it can drown. What are they making a party when the boat goes out? They should really make a party when the boat comes back to Shalom. When everybody survived the trip, they're going over the oceans, Columbus, this bit, and then it comes back to Spain. So they should make a party when he comes back alive, and he comes back with the turkeys, and he comes back with the corn on the cob, whatever he brought back from America. He comes back with a couple of slaves, or a couple of Indians, or whatever. So when he comes back, b'shalom, well, Yavi Yank b'shalom, should throw the party then. So that's what the Zohar says. The minig olam is, when a baby is born, everybody makes a big party. When the baby dies, they don't make a party. When the baby is born, he's entering into, he's like he's going to sea. You don't know what's going to happen. He can become a Russia later on in life. He can do terrible things. He can destroy the whole world. When the person dies with a shem tov, and he did mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and he goes back to the olam emes, and he's a pure soul, so then you should celebrate, then you should make a party, then you should make a yom de'hilul. That's where the Hasidim like to follow the Zohar. So that's why they treat the day of a yartzeit as a wedding. Here in the yeshiva, I think Mr. Gottesman, who gave money for the Gottesman Library, the Gottesman Library used to be a tiny little library. They didn't have so many svarim. Now they have thousands and thousands and thousands of books. But years ago, Mr. Gottesman was a major donor to the yeshiva. So when he died, he was a Hungarian, I think. I think so. So when he died, his children used to come every year on the yard site. The yard site was at this Tevis. I think it was 2 days before I saw it there. I think it was Ches Tevis or something. Never fell out on a weekend, always in the middle of the week. And he always used to have at least a minyan of people. He used to learn Mishnayos Mikvos. That perik that has the four mishnayos, and he wrote this belat neshama nun shin mem hey, all about mayim shuvim, and then he used to have a whole suda. He used to have a whole fancy fleshik suda in the middle of the day, and then he had two sons. The two sons used to come, and both sons passed away, and the grandsons don't come anymore. One of the grandsons was very involved. He was on the board of the yeshiva for a while. Yeah, anyway, so the Hasidim make a big yom tov out of it. By everybody else, they fast on it. Fast on it, that's a yom tov. Yeah. Okay, so what are we doing over here? So the Gemara says, Eim ab mele ador. So Tosfos says, why? Because the Pasuk says in Esther, chapter Gimel, you're going to make another month, a double month. So ador is not going to be the chodesh ha-shneimasa. So that's a question. The Sefer Ha'ikarim, Barab Yosef Albo, works on the assumption that once they introduced, when they came back from Golas Bavel, Shmos Chadosh Mehelo Imayim and Bavel, he says that was a major change. We no longer go with the old system. And others are not so convinced. His whole kash against the Rambam is not insurmountable. You gave a terence. That's how they darshan the pasuk. But even one could assume that Shmos Chodosh Me'alei Mo'ed Bavel was a superimposed on top of the old system. The old system still remains, and the names of the months, that's only for Dinim Derabbanan, not for Dinim Derais. When does a child become bar mitzvah? Not so poshut what the Ogur said. Mechaber quotes the Ogur, but the twins who were born an hour apart, and the second one becomes bar mitzvah 28 days before the first one. Okay, what does Gemara tell the whole story? They have a story. Zug bo merekes, a pair of a cryptic message, they said. Zug bo merekes is another name for the city Tveria, Rashi says. How did Rashi know? The Kevegan says, it's the Gemara Megillah Davov. The Gemara says so. The word Rekes, the name Rekes, is another way of saying the Tveria. That's in the Galil in Eretz Yisrael. Zug bo merekes, two Talmid HaChachamim were traveling from Rekes. The Topsa Nesher, what does it mean Topsa Nesher? So Rashi says they were arrested by the armies, by the Goyish army. What does Rabbi Kevega say? They'd rather say the rain means they were caught by the rain. They were trapped in the rain. Nesher is the rain that falls down from heaven. Rashi says, no, Nesher is a certain country that has an eagle. In America has an eagle. No? An example. Topsa Nesher, they were arrested by the eagle. Okay. And they were carrying with them stuff that was manufactured in the city Luz. What is that? That was against the law. It was against the law for private individuals to process Tchelis, because that was the royal blue. That was only miyuchad for the king. And commoners were not allowed to use Tchelis. So they're sending this message in a cryptic form so the goyim shouldn't understand. The Gemara is explaining what the message, Ma'niyu Tchelis, was explaining, but the original message was Biyorim Dvar Manasim Luz and the city Luz and Eretz. I didn't want to say what it was. It was a Tchelis. V'schus Rabim v'schusam yotze b'sholom. They weren't arrested for too long. They were freed and they delivered the Tchelis to where it was supposed to be delivered. Then the rest of the message was Va'Musa Yirecha Nachshon. Who Musa Yirecha Nachshon? Rashi says that's a reference to the Nasi Shabaretz Yisrael. Nachshon Bar Aminadav was the Nasi L'Shevet Yehuda. And the Gemara says on Daf Hey Amad Aleph here, Lo Yosu Shevet Mehuda Mechoykik Mbein Raglov, that's Bichas Yaakov and Parshas Vayichi. The Gemara says Lo Yosu Shevet Mehuda Eilu Rosh Hagodesh Abibov Mechoykik Mbein Raglov Eilu Rosh Sanhedrin Sheberet Yisrael. Eilu Rosh Sanhedrin Sheberet Yisrael. So the Nesiim and Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh Sanhedrin, were all descendants from Hillel, were all descendants from Nachshon Ben Aminadav. I don't know if they were descendants from Nachshon Ben Aminadav. It means they were Nesim of Shevet Yehuda. They were Nesim of Eretz Yisrael. So he calls them as if they're Nesim from Nachshon Ben Aminadav. It doesn't necessarily mean to be taken literally. The Nasi of Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. So then they were Kaveya. When that happened, they were Kaveya Shanim Uberes. The government didn't allow them. That's where the Bezim gathered. And they established that the government didn't allow them to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. They wanted to force the Jews to violate all the mitzvahs of Torah. So that's why when they sent this message, they sent a message in cryptic form, so only the rabbis would understand what the message was. Kavod on Tzivechad means that they establish a month, an extra month. When the Ma'arakayin died, Chodesh Av, Rosh Chodesh Av. So it sounds like they made Av Rishon and Av Sheni. We usually make all the Rishon of the Sheni, and it said before Eim Abrim El Ador. Here it says that Ma Abrim Yerushim Meispo Aaron Akoyim. And for the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. They didn't make two ovs. Kovel Aniv Nitziv Echod Be Yerushim Meispo Aaron Akoyim. That's when the Bezin convened and decided that summer that this coming Ador is going to have another Rishon of the Sheni. They decided at that time, but it doesn't mean that they made of Rishon and of Sheni. You can only have 2 months of the Rishon and of the Sheni. Yeah. So what did the Brises say? Abraham is Hashanah lefnei Rosh Hashanah. My blue ainam uberes. Even with the Yevid, it's no good. So we already mentioned there is a machlokes. The Rambam and the Ramban. How do we have Yomim Tovim today? How do we have Shabbos? By Rochel came and said, "Mishmei Gakadosh Oser." Rabban Shlomo, he created the world. He established every 7 days should be Shabbos, and that's it. Okay, when you get to the datelines, you have to figure out which day is Shabbos and which day is Chol. Okay, that's an issue. But the Rebbeinu Shlom basically was, we say, Baruch HaShoah, Baruch HaToshem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Rebbeinu Shlom was Mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaima, from Sheshes Mei Bereshes. But Rosh Chodeshim, we have to be Mekadesh. So how do we have, we don't have any Sanhedrin today, we don't have any Smuchim, so how do we have Yamim Tovim today, how do we have Rosh Chodeshim? I'm going to say, all Rosh Chodeshim, all Yamim Tovim is all Midrabanan. Only Shabbos is Deraisa, Yom Tov is Derabanan. We don't assume like that, we assume the Yamim Tovim are Deraisa. How can it be? So the Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that Hillel HaSheni saw that there's going to be Gzeiras HaShmat against the Jewish people. And the Goyish government will not permit the Rabbanim to make Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. So they worked out a whole system of a calendar, Adbiyas HaGoel Biz Moshiach Et Kumin. When Moshiach will come, then we'll start doing again what we were supposed to have been doing all the last 1500 years. And make Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Ariya and Ibra HaShana al pi the Simanim and so on. So the Ramban says that the fact that this year is Yohanan Beberis, this was determined 1500 years ago by Hillel HaSheni and his Bezin. So the Ramban asks on himself, but the Gemara says if you declare Shana Muberis before Rosh Hashanah, in Mebrua Eina Muberis before Rosh Hashanah, certainly no good if it's 1500 years in advance. So the Ramban answers the Kasha. He says, this line in the Gemara, in Mebrua Eina Muberis, is only a Chumim with the Rabbana Hechad the Efsher, Hechad the Efsher, Efsher. Hillel HaSheni declared 1500 years ago that Shnas Tav Shinayin Vav is going to be a Shana Muberis. And they had no brera, so b'shas hadchak, you revert back to the din d'araisa, and you can be ma'aber centuries in advance, 1500 years in advance. You can declare Rosh Chodesh centuries in advance. Hillel HaSheni already said which months and Tav Shinayin Vav should be mali, which should be chaser, and that there should be an Adar Sheni. Everything was made then. That's what the Ramban says like that. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam says that there's halacha Moshe Misina, that bizman that there's a Sanhedrin functioning, they should appoint a bezin of 3 or 5 or 7, whatever it is, to do Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra HaShana. Bizman there's no bezin agadol, so then is halacha Moshe Misinai that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's how the Rambam says, the Jews happen to be living in Eretz Yisrael, make it into Rosh Chodesh, means by their observance of Rosh Chodesh, by their saying Yalav Yovai. And having Sudas Rosh Chodesh, they declare it as Rosh Chodesh, they bench Rosh Chodesh, fine. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael observe the days as Yamim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and so on. So that's Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. The Klal Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael are the ones that make it into the Yamim Tovim. And the Rambam adds on, and if one can imagine Chas V'Sholem, that's the Hebrew translation from the Arabic, if one, the Sefer HaMitzvahs was written in Arabic. So the Rambam writes, and if one can imagine that there wouldn't be a minion of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so then that means that the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't keep his promise. Not only did he promise that there would be survivors, Rebbeinu Shlom promised that Klal Yisrael would survive. So Klal Yisrael means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's that Rambam that we said before, that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the Klal Yisrael, they're the ones who today make Rosh Chodesh and make Yomim Tovim. By their observance of the day as Rosh Chodesh, they make it into Rosh Chodesh. That's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. How do we have Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh? The Ramban says everything was established by Hillel HaSheni 1500 years ago. It says even with the Yevet it's no good. So he said that's only mid the Rabbanon because it may be forgotten. And b'shas hadchak you revert back to the din d'araisa. The Rambam says no, that we are making it Rosh Chodesh, we're making an Hashanah Muberes by our observance of our observing the dinim as the days go on. They make it into Shana Muberes. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael make it into Shana Muberes.
How does he understand Hillel HaSheni?
He made the calculation and he recommended that the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael should observe Rosh Chodesh to make it right. Should observe it as Rosh Chodesh and should observe it as Shana Muberes according to his calculation. So that, but his calculation didn't make it. It's the observance of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael today. We'll make it into Rosh Chodesh, make it into Shana Muberes. Okay. But you know that tomorrow I'd like to finish this. There isn't so much left here. Try to finish till Yud Gimel on the base. There isn't so much left. Try to start the next Gimel. Yud. Yes.
Can they light before they fire?
Is that in the house?
Yeah.
They're home.
No, I mean, like they're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go arrive at night in that place. So do they have to light where they arrive? Do they go down or go arrive before they go to the hotel?
Israel. I appreciate it, but.